Well, hey, and welcome to day 14 of 30X, and hopefully all of the communication stuff and the behavioral stuff, you're using it with the 10 people you're around the most, and you're getting some good results with that. Again, if you want to study more of it, keep studying. We got another 16 days to go here, and we keep making a list and keep learning more. Today's about confidence and self-esteem. You know, it's an interesting one. When you sit down and you study about having confidence and having self-esteem, it's kind of like anything. The more you learn about it, the easier it is for you to do. So, is confidence and self-esteem a problem? Only if you don't have it, you know, only if it's not there is it a problem, only if you find ways of doing it. See, when you look at it, and I go back to a very simple quote, Albert Einstein once said, and of course, very smart guy, he said, everybody's a genius. Let's start, maybe we could just end it there, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing it's stupid. You see, every one of us has great things that we're able and capable of doing. Every one of us has natural traits that we're phenomenal at, things that we're really great at. The challenge is keeping the confidence level across the board. So today we're going to look at not just things that we do that build confidence and build self-esteem, and really when you look at it, build self-respect, self-awareness, I guess, in their self-belief. All of these things sort of fall into a similar category. I know there's slight differences in them all. You know, having a good level of self-respect, having a good level of confidence, self-awareness, self-belief is a really strong part of success. And as a 30Xer, we need to make sure we maintain that. Now, there'll be times when we have downtimes. And listen, a big part of success is learning what things to stop. So before I go into how to build confidence or how to build self-belief and self-esteem, let's first of all look at some of the things that actually kill off self-esteem and that sort of thing. So first thing that you got to look at is, are you around the right people? You know, it's an interesting one when you go back to Twain's quote around that. Before you think you've got low confidence, make sure you're not around a bunch of not the right people. Let's just put it that way. You know, it's an interesting one, but when you're around the wrong people, it's very hard to build your own confidence and build your own self-awareness. You've got to look at the group of people you're around and say, which ones do build my self-esteem and build my self-awareness and help me feel confident versus which ones actually bring me down and break me down. Make sure you understand the people that you need to be around the most, and maybe there's some people we need to stop hanging out with as much. I think that the second thing we need to do is if I can be really blunt, stop apologizing. Stop saying sorry all the time. Stop accepting the load or accepting the blame from others around you. If you're walking into a room and there's two people walking in and they don't see each other and they almost bump into each other, you know, there's always someone saying, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. You know, it's that playing the role. You've got to understand that it's not about not saying sorry. It's about doing it too often. It's about being the apologetic one too often because of that lack of confidence that comes in. Next one that's a big one is the overthinking. Now, if you're an overthinker, the simplest thing you can do is make a list, okay? Sometimes, you know, thinking is a great thing, obviously. But overthinking to the point where you create problems that didn't exist in the first place in your head. It's like the whole fear thing. For, you know, when we sit there and look at false expectations appearing real, are you thinking to a point where you're actually degrading your own self-confidence and your own self-respect? I think then we got to take a look at, well, if I can be real simple, it's generalizations. You know, I always mess up. I always do this. So this happens every time. When you catch yourself using full words, 100% words, gross generalizations around it, especially if you catch them in a negative scenario, you got to sit back and say, hang on, I got to change my language around this. This happened one time, or this happened several times, but not all the time, not every single way. That, you know, and that overgeneralization, so start to catch that, and as you catch it, you can reduce it to eventually stop doing that. I think that the overthinkers, the apologizers, the gross generalizations is basically the majority of stuff we've got to stop doing. If you are a blame yourself person, if you're a carry the load for everyone else person, then we got to flip that. So we're going to focus the rest of today on what are things you can do. And even if you've got strong levels of confidence and strong levels of self-esteem, there's still many things we can do to build upon it. Now, I want to firstly go to the difference between confidence and ego, or confidence and arrogance, okay? Because there is a big difference between the two. A confident person doesn't need to brag about what they're doing. An arrogant person brags about what they're doing, and they extend the story just a little bit to make sure they're getting people say, oh, wow, aren't you great, okay? Ego, doing it from ego, doing it from your own reasons rather than doing it to help. See, let's start with a list of the things that we can do that will build our self-confidence and build our self-esteem. Number one, help people. Get out there and help others. Go out there and help other people. Do something to help other people and give to charity or donate your time or go and do something. Always build your confidence when you're doing something that helps others. Next one. Take care of yourself. Actually go out and do some exercise. Even just a walk. Walk the dog. Go do some form of exercise. The more you do exercise, the more confidence will raise. It just does. I know when there's periods of time where I've been not achieving the right things in life, I look around and go, hang on, I haven't been exercising enough. So I got to get back to my exercise. And that builds the self-belief and the self-respect. I think it's an important one to do. Next one. List some of the positive things you've done in the last 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 1 year, 90 days, 1 month, 1 week. Sit down and list. These are the things that I've done that have been good, where I've helped other people, where I've learned something new. Make the list. You know, and even for the most positive, confident people, sometimes sitting down and making a list is definitely a builder of your self-esteem, especially going into a great week. It's a good habit to have of list off the things you've done real well, okay? Make sure that that's happened. Next one, go to somewhere different. Go and see different people. Go and be in different places. Go visit new places, that sort of stuff. It's always amazing how much more confident we get when we go try something new, go do something new, visit somewhere new. It's crazy for me that people keep, they're in a negative scenario, they're feeling down on themselves, they're not having the confidence levels they want, and yet they keep going and putting themselves in the exact same scenarios with the exact same people. No, if you want to build your confidence, go other places, go other areas, go do other things and visit new people. You know, when you look at being around the right people, I think you've got to almost make a list. Who are the people you're around when you feel the best about yourself? Who are you around when you feel most confident, most self-respect, and all that stuff? And who are the people you're around when you feel the lowest? Make the list of the two sides of it so that you got it. Next thing, practice forgiveness. Practicing forgiveness of others, of yourself. But practicing forgiveness of others builds your confidence, okay? If you can forgive others, then it starts the process of forgiving yourself and build that. Next one is give compliments, okay? The road to accepting compliments starts with giving other people compliments. So I want you to make a little bit of homework tonight. I want you to find five people and give them compliments. Five people that you wouldn't normally give a compliment to, and just do that. Feel how you feel when you give compliments. It leads to you accepting more compliments. And again, that's another part of building confidence, is accepting it. When people give you a compliment, say thank you. Don't brush it off. Don't deny it. Say, oh, it was nothing. Say, oh, thank you. That's all you need to do. Just say, oh, thank you. Okay? And move forward with it. It's not hard when you've got that. You know, part of a growth in confidence is practicing some self-compassion. It's interesting to watch people who are harder on themselves than anybody else around them. Okay? In fact, they talk so negatively to themselves that if someone else spoke to you that way, you'd probably want to beat them up type thing. No one else would be allowed to speak to you the way some people speak to themselves. And if you catch yourself in that negative tone, just say, hey, give yourself a talking to. You know, show yourself the reasons why. You know, practicing compassion with others and practicing compassion with self is a very big part of building self-belief and building self-awareness. You know, your goal is to build others up. The more you build others up, the better you feel about you. The more you help others feel great about themselves, the more you feel great about yourself. I mean, life is a mirror like that. If you're down in the mouth, if you're feeling bad, if you're not at the highest confidence level you want to be at, then build other people's confidence. Give them compliments. And the next one, teach other people something. Or go learn something new. Go take a class in an area where you know you'll do pretty good, or a class where you learn something totally new. Or go and teach people something you're really good at. Go and teach someone something. The more you teach and the more you learn, the better you feel about you. The better you feel because you're building others and you're building yourself. I think it's important to make that. You know, when you go and teach and you go and do these new things, by the way, a big part of confidence comes from how you stand, how you dress. And I find it interesting when people are at their lowest level of confidence, they just don't get dressed up. Go get dressed up. You know, put on your fancy clothes. Go look the part of, feel confident. Sometimes it's true with confidence. You got to fake it till you make it. Sometimes you got it. It's like if you try and smile. In fact, just do a simple one on smiling, okay? It's hard to smile with a pen in your mouth. But when you do it, it tells your brain, hey, we're smiling, and you feel better. The same with getting dressed up. You know, put on your fancy clothes. Get dressed up. Shower. Put the, you know, do your hair properly. When you're in a down situation, the worst thing you can do is not look your best and feel your best. Clean up. Get ready. That brings me to not just cleaning up yourself and getting dressed. Clear out the closets, clear out the house, clean the place up. If you are in a lacking confidence in business, get the office tidied up, get things ship shape, get things looking organized, okay? There is a big change that happens when you throw stuff out. When you get rid of stuff, it changes things, okay? When you clean up, when you make the place look good, when you paint something. You know, just paint a wall in your bedroom, paint the house, do something. But if you clean up, clean out, it increases self-belief, self-awareness, self-confidence. You're achieving things. You're doing things. Very big part of making sure that we keep growing. I think one of the... If I was to look at one of the traits that is a big killer of confidence, it's when we get into a comparison sort. And what does that mean? That means when... Instead of seeing others and going, wow, isn't that person gorgeous, thinking, wow, aren't I not as gorgeous as them? See, or even doing it the opposite way of, wow, I'm better looking than that person. You know, when you go into a comparison of making yourself better or making yourself worse, you play a dangerous game. Because every time you make yourself feel, you know, every time you make yourself feel better by putting someone else down, you fall into the trap of being able to put yourself down. And, you know, our goal is confident people build confident people. If you are confident, you build other people up. Confident people aren't worried about making mistakes. Confident people accept their mistakes. They accept their limitations. Confident people are very happy with the fact that they mess stuff up. They're happy to laugh at themselves. See, if you laugh at yourself, no one else can laugh at you. I mean, it's quite simple that way. Now, don't do it to a point of derogatory. Build yourself up, but be willing to make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes, you know. When you're thinking of building others up, that's where volunteering can be a great thing. Go volunteer somewhere. Step up and be the person you know you can be. You know, it's interesting that as human beings, we do have an ability to think, and therefore we have an ability to overthink, and we have an ability to play stuff out. And unfortunately, some people have trained themselves over the years, not been trained. Don't say you've been trained to think a certain way. Say you've trained yourself to think a certain way. Okay, look at it from that perspective. Some people have trained themselves to think about themselves in a negative manner. Some people have trained themselves to, well, not be as good to themselves as they are to other people. In fact, to be nicer to other people than they are to themselves. And that's not okay. All right, we'll get to how to fix that in just a little bit. Next thing we can do, catch people doing something right. You know, find someone doing amazing things and give them a compliment or say thanks or say well done. You know, a well done compliment is a great thing. It helps build you. It helps build them. Now, three physical things. Let's just do, in fact, let me do this. Let me stand up for a second. You see, how you stand is a big part of confidence. You will see people that feel bad about themselves. Yeah, if you're standing like this, hunched over all the time and looking down,
your confidence is not going to be there. Physiology is a part of confidence, okay? So standing tall, standing with your chest out. You know, a friend of mine who always seemed confident, I asked him a question. He said, well, I'm always sucking my gut in. You know, I'm always thinking about that. And even when he sits down, he sucks it in. And you know, just that thing. Now, making eye contact is a part of being confident, too. Not crazy level eye contact, okay? Not staring them in the eye type thing. But eye contact, look up, look at people. Notice their eye color is probably a simple trick that you can use to say, hey, I noticed their eye color. I've got eye contact with them. And I go back to the smiling thing. You know, physiologically, smiling is a big part of confidence. And you know, it's real interesting that these tiny little simple things practiced day in and day out will build it. See, out of this list of all of the things that you can do to build confidence, your homework's to pick half a dozen of them and practice them every day. Pick just half a dozen, giving people confidence, doing those things. Next thing we can do to make sure that we build our confidence, listen more. Okay, listening is a great way to build confidence when you're listening with people. You don't have to be always speaking. You can be listening more. You know, the greatest statement about communication ever was it was a bit of a joke, but I think it still applies very, very well. You know, don't open your mouth and prove yourself to be a fool type thing. It's a real simple one. My dad used to say it to me all the time. He said, Brad, two ears, one mouth, keep it in proportion. You know, it's not complex, but listening definitely helps build self-confidence and self-esteem. Okay. Be willing to shine the light on others. Be willing to give confidence to others. I think that's a big part. You know, when I know that as the leader of a team, and especially in business or whatever environment I'm in, giving other people the kudos is a very big part of what you need to do. Giving other people the credit. Let the light shine on other people and let them be the superstar at this point in time. Enter some competitions you know you're going to do good in. Enter some tournaments, enter some games, enter some online things. Go and do stuff, but enter something that you know you're going to get good at, and therefore you get some, you know, your self-esteem builds, your confidence builds, your belief in yourself builds, all right? See, what is confidence? Let's you know, we've got to understand that confidence really is the thought of I can succeed and I deserve to succeed. If you believe that, if you choose that you believe you can succeed and you believe you deserve to succeed, that's really what confidence is. Self-esteem is the belief in yourself. It's that understanding. Confidence is not that hard to attain. It's really those two things, the belief that you can succeed and the belief that you deserve to succeed. I can and I deserve to succeed. Say that with me. I can succeed and I deserve to succeed. That is all confidence really is. You know, so sometimes to have confidence, you got to go and gain skills. Sometimes to have confidence, you got to get that more self-belief up. And these simple little strategies, I think I've given you about 20 of them so far. These simple little strategies are strategies that I've used with clients for many years to help them build their confidence. Just little things that if they practice them daily, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those things, they build their confidence and you will build your confidence levels too. Next thing I use to help build confidence, music. I love using music to help me build confidence. Watching a great movie helps me build confidence. Even some short YouTube clips that help you build confidence. You know, playing the right music will get you in the frame of mind and get you going with that. I think it's important to recognize that these tips are not massive. They don't need to be massive. It's just a few small things. You know, the way to change your life is not with 100% change. The way to change your life is with 1% changes daily. You know, 1% every day for 100 days gets you more than 100% because it compounds. Think about picking a couple of little ideas. Even if you are the most confident person in the world, still pick a few of these ideas and get them then. Put them into practice. Use them more often. Give people more compliments. All that sort of stuff. Next way to build your confidence is ask yourself what would... Think about the most confident person you know. What would this person do? Or me. Use me if you have to, okay? What would Brad do in this situation? You know, how would Brad react in this situation? How would, you know, pick your father, your mom, whoever you know that's the most confident person you know, how would they handle this situation? What would they do in this situation? See, using that thought puts you into a different frame of thinking. It's not about what you would do. It's how would that person do it? Okay, I'm going to do it the way they would do it. But that, to me, is an important aspect of thinking about it. Whew, we're getting through a whole bunch of these, aren't we? Next one that I would look at. It's okay to be wrong. Okay? Understand it's okay to be wrong. Admit that you are wrong. Admit your mistakes. Take it on board. Yeah, hey, that was on me. You know, the person who lacks confidence will fight that they are right. And they end up being righteous rather than right. And then they lose friends and lose relationships. Listen, if you make a mistake, admit it. Confident people admit to their mistakes. They just do. It's just a simple thing. They're confident enough in life that they don't need to worry about making a mistake. See, confidence is not a massive thing. Confidence is a lot of little things done regularly that build confidence for the human being. We as humans can overthink. We can carry the load and blame ourselves and pick on ourselves. We can go into that whole ego and arrogance thing. We can, you know, be the Debbie Downer or the Donald Downer, whichever it is. Another way that we can build ourselves up is slow down a little. Sometimes it's take a break to build your confidence. Sometimes the pressure that you put on yourself is the biggest problem with the confidence level. You overcommit yourself. You overpromise. You over, you know, and it's like, okay, I'm just not going to get there. I'm just not confident in this right now. Okay? Take a class. Do some learning. Give some compliments. All these things. See, where I want to take us right now is to a simple structure of knowledge. Many years ago, the study of the human beings came up with a simple theory, and the theory was one of, are you acting like the parent, the adult, or the child in this scenario? And what it came down to was a simple statement. I'm okay, you're okay. Now, there's four different areas that we can do it, and I'll show this to you on the graph here. When you look at your respect for others and the respect for self, and you put that onto a graph, you say to yourself, well, okay, if I'm in a space where I have low respect for others and low respect for me, I'm actually in a space called I'm not okay, you're not okay. Okay, and that person is kind of like the kamikaze pilot. This is the person that wants to feel bad about life and they want to make sure everyone else feels bad around them. You know, this person is in a negative space and they're going to try and bring you down to their space and make sure you feel negative as well. Listen. If you're in that space, start practicing all those things. If you know someone is in that space, show them this video and get them to try 3 or 4 or 5 things out of the list that we've got here. You know, get them moving in the direction. Remember, a massive goal with baby steps is the key to success. We don't need to have massive confidence on day one. All we need to do is be a little bit better. Just be a little bit better today and a little bit better the next day and a little bit better the day after that. If you're at high level confidence right now, fantastic. You're going to start building other people up so that your confidence levels gets to amazing. Okay? So then what happens is this. If we move up the scale where we have a high respect for others but a low respect for self, that's in the space called you're okay, I'm not okay. And that's the kind of... that's the doormat person. That's the always saying sorry and the always, well, you know, I got, you know. And they build others up, but not from a perspective of I'm confident I'm building you up. It's, well, you know, I'm less than and you're more than type thing. Again, if you're in that space, we got to practice a whole bunch of this list of 20-odd things and start saying, to be a 30X, I need my confidence. I need the smile. I need to get myself cleaned up. I need to clean out the house. I need to give the compliments to people. Whatever it is, to move yourself to that other space. Now, on the other side of it, where it's I'm okay, you're not okay. All right. When you're in that high self respect, high self belief, but low belief or low respect for others, you're in that space called I'm okay, you're not okay. Now, here's the challenge. This person is like the bully, okay? This person goes into arrogance, they go into ego, and they push over the other people. And that's not the space you want to be in. Now, here's the problem with it. When you see someone in I'm okay, you're not okay, or you're okay, I'm not okay, that person flip-flops between the two. In some spaces, they're going to be feeling better about themselves than others, and in other spaces, they're going to be feeling worse about themselves. Here's what happens. When you go into that space, it's like playing the parent and child thing. You're not being a grown adult. You're being a parent or a child. You're either putting someone down or being put down type thing. And that space is not where we want to be. That's not confidence. You know, that's the bully is not confident. The doormat is not confident. We want someone who's in a space where they're strong in their own belief and they're so strong they're willing to build other people up as well. You know, in the space of I'm okay, you're okay, what we're doing is we're living from a space where We believe in others and we believe in ourselves. You believe in you and you build others up so that your confidence levels are high. Self-esteem can only be brought down by you. No one can bring your self-esteem down but you. No one can bring your self-belief down but you. Someone might say one negative thing, but if you repeat it to yourself, then you're just as bad as they are. You got to start thinking and speaking to yourself right. Remember our conversation the other day where we said it's what you say to yourself about yourself when you're by yourself that matters most? Confidence is all about simple little things. Confidence is not about massive things. Confidence is about the very basic, simple strategies that we've talked about today. To be in the space of I'm okay, you're okay, to be in that space where we've got high respect for others and high respect for ourselves is the ideal scenario. That's where we want to be. Now, will you get there all day, every day? Will you be high level of confidence and high level of self-respect and respect for others? No, come on, we're human beings. We grow through things. We make mistakes. We have down moments. But, you know, I've always said, you don't get a bad day, you get a bad half hour. Okay, something bad happened, great. You get a half hour, do it, be down there, dwell down there. It's okay to go and do, you know, to beat up on yourself, but don't stay there. Don't unpack and live in that space, all right? You get there, you do your half hour, then you move on. You get back to confidence. You get back to giving compliments. You get back to growing, and you get back to becoming a great 30X style life, okay? So, last five things that we want to learn about today. Let's get into the last five lessons, okay? All of the simple strategies that we've looked at so far today, when we sit down and say, okay, we can do everything from be around the right people, getting some exercise, you know, getting dressed properly each day, having self-compassion, all those things. Our goal is real simple. Our goal is nothing more than to create a confident person. So first thing is, what would confident you look like? What would confident you be doing? What would confident you be achieving? If you were at full confidence level, what would be happening in your life? Where would you be? What would be going on in your life at full confidence level? See, when you start to think of it, if I was at full confidence level, and I know some people watching this, you might even be one of them, are at 80, 90% confidence or 98% confidence already. Still ask the question, if I was at full confidence, what would I take on? What challenge would I accept? What goal would I go after? See, start thinking about what confident you would do. And start thinking about how do I build my confidence to 100%? How do I build me to that? You know, the old saying of, if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you attempt? Is kind of what we're looking at here. If you knew you would succeed, if you knew it was confident you, what would you go after? What would you do? Who would you approach? See, it's interesting that when we go back to that statement of what other people think of you as none of your business, when we go back to that statement, it's because the second lesson to finish up here today is it's how you perceive you. How you perceive you has got to be the most important thing. It's not about other people's perception of you. It's how you perceive you. Now, will other people's perception of you eventually rub off? Absolutely. That's why we want to look good. That's why we want to stand tall and smile and make eye contact and do the very simple things that make us be perceived as more confident. Because when people see you as confident, you start to see you as confident. You know? And vice versa, of course. So, going back to Albert Einstein. You know, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing it's stupid. How is it, what is it that you are great at? What is it that you're real good at? What are the things that you enjoy doing the most? And do more of it. You know, do more of the things that you know you're good at and you enjoy doing and it makes you happy. That's where confidence comes from. Well, sometimes when we sit and be it in business or in life, we end up in a square peg in a round hole. We're doing something that is not suited to us. We're doing something that doesn't work for us. We're with the wrong group or doing the wrong job or in the wrong role within our business type thing. Sometimes you got to look at what are your key strengths and go do that. What are you great at and do that? Play to your strengths. Don't play to your weaknesses. Okay, so you got a couple of weaknesses. We could spend years trying to fix your weaknesses, or we could pick your strength and we could go with your strength. No, what is it that you're strong at? Go with that. Do that. That's a phenomenal thing. Okay? Finally, self-esteem and self-confidence. Just because
if I can be really blunt about this, you being more confident doesn't make other people feel less. You being more confident makes other people feel great, because a confident person brings others up with them. A confident person is not an arrogant person, not an egocentric person. A confident person brings others with them. So be the confident person. Bring others up. Build others up. The more you build others, the more you build you. Confidence is about being the best you you can be. That's 30X. You got some homework. Pick 5 or 6 strategies. Get to work on them. Practice them today. Practice them for the next week. Practice them for the rest of your life. Make sure you get good at them. That's 30X. Let's do this.